We'll see. Right. So Reb Lezer, Reb Yeshua, Svar Apoyte. Omalei Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer answers back, no. Mar Yema Pesach. Madach by the Korban Pesach itself. Shomuta Lishmoy. You're allowed to bring it on Shabbos, Erev Pesach, Lishmoy. Moshenki Kishashinu, where Shomoy Chayiv, that's the ratio of the Mishnah. On Erev Pesach, now the Shabbos. If you bring this Korban Pesach, and you shecht it now l'shem mishlomim yechayiv or b'zoy zvachim or regular zvach or regular korb mishlomim shein asurim l'shemon. If you would shecht this korb mishlomim l'shem shlomim on Shabbos, havadar it's also or b'zoy kishashin yashmon. Now that you change the name of the shlomim and make it into a Pesach, ein yodin sheyechayiv havadar navad yishibichayiv tainet Reb Lezer. It's mad of the korb and Pesach that you're allowed to bring the Pesach l'shem Pesach. If you bring the shlomim l'shemo yechayiv, Savada, not the korban, l'shem Pesach should be chayiv. Omalei Reb Yeshua, Yeshua said no. Lo yimamatev a Pesach sheshino b'davar osur. When you took your korban Pesach and you shechted l'shem shlomim, you're shechting now with the kavanah to do something that you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to bring a shlomim today. That's why you chayiv. That's not called toyi b'davar mitzvah, because you're thinking to do a korban shlomim. There's no heter to do a shlomim on Shabbos. Tayomer, but if you tell me the zvachim, when you bring a korban zevach, sheshino bedavra mutter. We're talking about you have your korban shlomim here. Now, you thought that's a korban pesach. So you bring it now on Shabbos ledavra mutter. So that's the svara here of Yeshua says he's mutter. You're not chayiv chatis. Because what you think you're doing now is mamash a korban pesach, that really a korban pesach is mutter to bring. So since you think you're doing a dvar mitzvah, that's mutter. Oh, Malaria, Blazer, I'll have another kasha in you. That can't be. A murei tzibo yechichoy. I'll bring your raya, not like you, from the regular korban tzibor that you bring on Shabbos. Shei mutorin l'shmon. If you take any musvei Shabbos or the tomer Shabbos that you're allowed to bring on Shabbos, if you bring them l'shmon, it's kosher. V'yashoychet l'shmon, chayiv. If you shecht another korban, take a regular korban shlomim, and you shecht it on Shabbos, L'shem or Musvei Shabbos Avad Yechayiv. So you don't say the person's a toyev b'dvar mitzvah like he thought this korban now is a musaf. We don't say that svara. So an error of Pesach should be the same svara also. Even though you shechting korban shlomim now l'shem Pesach, so what? We still say l'maisit to shlomim and the shlomim should be chayiv. Or Malay Bishur, Bishur answer back, no, there's no kasha. Lo yimamar toa, your case is not shver. We don't say in your case. Lo yimamata, I don't say in your case, be'emuret tzibur, where the person now is bringing the musafe Shabbos. You're bringing the korban tzibur on Shabbos. Sheyesh lem kitzvon. I tell you, how many musaf do you bring on Shabbos? There's two kabonas, that's all. So you know exactly how many kabonas you have to bring. So monashoch, after they bring these two kabonas, there's nothing to talk about. You have no right to be there for Shabbos anymore. So it's not cool, you're making a mistake not to think you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. You should have known. On musaf, there are only two kabonas, and that's all. To Yom B'Pesach, Mashenker, when Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, Shem Lo Kitzvah. How many Kabbonas do you have to bring today? There's no amount. As many Yidin there are to bring Kabbonas, you bring. You can bring thousands of Kabbonas. So B'Zoy, there you can say the person is making a mistake. He thinks that his Korban Shlomim, he thinks it's a Korban Pesach, and he thinks today, they brought a Korban Pesach already, so what? He thinks you can bring many Korban Sochim. So that's called the Toye B'Dvah Mitzvah, and therefore you put the Korban to Yeshua. This is Rabbi Shua's for him. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir says a bigger Kiddush. Rabbi Meir, Oimer, Af ha-shoichet l'shem me-murei tziva potter. Rabbi Meir says, no, even on a regular Shabbos, when you have your korban musaf to bring, and somebody brings another korban, and he thinks he's bringing l'shem musaf, the loch really still is potter. Rabbi Meir says that's still called toyev b'dvar mitzvah. Even though there's a kitzvah, how many korban tzivas you could bring, so what? As long as the korban tziva wasn't brought yet, he thinks right now that this is the korban I'm bringing for the korban tzibur is also called toyev b'dvar mitzvah. He thinks this is the mitzvah, and really if it would have been what he thinks, you would be allowed to do it, then you put it. What about kshachatu shloi loichlov? You take the korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, that Shabbos, and you shecht it shloi loichlov. You shecht it with a machshava that passes the korban. Or else shloi lemuyev. You shecht it almanas that people should eat it that didn't own the korban. La reilim. You're shechting now for people that don't have a bris milah. Let's mayim. You're shechting only that the people that are tummy should use it. The lochem is chayiv. If you do this on Shabbos, pshiti yishchayiv, because you're making a korban on Shabbos. This korban pesach is possible. You have no right to bring it on Shabbos. So, but it's not deich Shabbos yishchayiv. What about Yeshech to the Kavono? Lo'ichlo v'shloi lo'ichlo. You have in mind for both people. Five of the people could eat. Five of the people can't eat. Whereas Lemnuyah v'shloi Lemnuyah. Five of the people are appointed on this carbon and five not. Lemulim l'arelim. You have Kavono for the five people that have a bris milah. For the five people that don't have. Le'tmeim l'otayrim. For the five people that are Tamei. For the five people that are Tor. Then the locher is Potter. The Svar is Prita. Because the carbon Pesach is kosher. We add, when you have both kavanos we had the Mishnah before, the carbon Pesach is kosher. So mainly you bring in a carbon Pesach on Shabbos, that is Doicha Shabbos. So therefore, Pshitu, it's Potter, because there's no Aveiru involved. You're Makayim, Mitzvah's carbon Pesach with the Shechita. What about Shochato v'nimsa Balmum? The whoever shechted the animal. Now, after he shechted, he found out as a Balmum, the Loch is his Chayiv. Yechayiv for doing this on Shabbos. So Rashi said it's not called an Oinis, because a person has a Chayiv to check it out. Rashi says, Chayiv, to Shoygegu, it's called you're a Shoygeg. V'lo Yonis, it's not called you're an Onis. To have Yilelot Lefkurein, because this you should have checked out. Before you shecht an animal, it's mutl on you to make sure that animal doesn't have a Balmum. You should have checked it out. And if you didn't, that's called the Shoygeg, we blame you, and you Chayiv Echatet if you did it on Shabbos. What about Shochatov and Imsa Treifa? You shechted the animal, it's Korban Pesach. And afterwards, we opened it up and we found it with a Treifa, it depends. The Seisa Potter. If we find it's a treifa someplace inside that you couldn't have told before, then Avadia Potter, you called an Onis. What he wanted to do? He couldn't have checked it out before he shechted it. He first found out inside. Shochatu Mashenkin, if it's a treifa that's Vigilui, that you could have checked it out before, then Avadia Vichayim, that's called a Shegig. Because before you shecht the animal, you should check it out, make sure there's no Simone treifas on it. Neither, what about Shochatu? You shechted the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. And after you shechted it then, v'noida, you found out, shemoshchu abaylam es yodim. So abaylam went off this carbon pesach. They like sold it. They don't own it anymore. So chura, nobody owns the carbon pesach. You don't have a right to shecht it. Oy shemesu. Or now you find out the baylam died. Right? If there's no baylam to the carbon, you have no right to bring it. Oy shenitmo. Whereas now you find out that the baylam is tamei, and you have no right to bring the carbon. It is halacha potter. All these cases, you're potter. It's called an oynis. Why? That's called you shechted with the right. Because this is not mutl upon you. Your job is now to make a shechit on this korban. The Bailam told you to, so you have a right to Neman. The Bailam told me to, Ms. Tommy is still alive, Ms. Tommy is torn, Ms. Tommy is the chiyah to bring the korban. My job is to check out the korban, make sure it doesn't have a balmum, make sure it's not a treifa. That's why I have to check out. But if I check those things out, so I'm shechted now with Rishus. It comes out the Bailam died, the Bailam was Tomei, that wasn't upon me to check it out, therefore I'm called an Onis, I'm Potter from Mechiv Korban. Something more now. But my asking, what is the first case of the Mishnah talking about? The first case is again, Pesach Sheshachtu Shleil L'Shemoy. You shechted your Korban Pesach on Shabbos, Shleil L'Shemoy, we say Yechayim. But my asking, Ilayma B'toya, if the person is making a mistake, then what? He thinks, like Rashi wants to say, he thinks you're allowed to shecht the Korban Pesach for a shlomim. That's what he thought, but so he made a mistake. Rashi, he thought this korban is really a shlomim. That's what he thought. But he's shechting the korban pesach now, and he's saying now there should be a shlomim. Why is he saying it's a shlomim? Not because he wants to take off the kedushas pesach from this. If he would know it's a pesach, he wouldn't say that. Just he thought this is a shlomim. That's what he's doing. If that's the case, Shamat Minof, now you have a big raya that Akira Betoy is Havi Akira. And that's a big machlokes. It means Akzagrashi Shamat Minof, Minatoni Chayiv Alma Posalu, Akira Betoy, Shlo Niskavin Loiko Shem Pesach Menu. You didn't have in your mind to really take off the Shem Pesach from this korban. Still, Havi Akira Kaika Midas. It's as if you do have in mind and you're saying the korban is Posal, that's why you Chayiv. That is as far to say, really this korban is a korban Pesach. And you're shechting it now in Erev Pesach. So really, it's hard to say the carbon is kosher. You have in mind now, because you think it's a shlomim. That's all. So that's a toish. You're making a mistake. That's not called an akira. You want to tell me no. Still, it's called an akira. Therefore, it's considered this carbon Pesach is possible for Pesach. That's why you chayim. So we're saying that's a tremendous chiddush, because it's a machlokes in the Gemara and Menachos. And we hold not like that. That akira b'toish is not called an akira. So Gemara says no. Elo boiker. Avad, the beginning of the Mishnah is talking about the person knows that it's a Korban Pesach, and he has in mind to be oikir, to take off the Shem Pesach, to shechtel the Shem Shlomim. That's what he has in mind to do. And it's like Rashi says, the person thought you're allowed to do it.
He thought you're allowed to take a korban Pesach and shechted l'shem shlomim. That's what he thought. And still that here you're chayiv, because l'maisi you're not allowed to do it, and it's not called a mitzvah, it's called an aveira, because the korban Pesach is possible. Habazoyayim is sefer. What does the sefer of the Mishnah say? V'shar kol azvachim, any other korbanos, sheshochton l'shem Pesach. If you shechted a korban shlomim, l'shem a korban Pesach, it depends. In Einam Ruyin, if it's a bokor, or it's 2 years old, or in a keva, that's not Ruy for Korban Pesach, then Chayiv. Then Pshit Yechayiv. Because you can't say you're Toyib Dva Mitzvah. Because you know clearly you can't bring in a keva for a Korban Pesach. What about in Ruyin Hain? What about if it's a male lamb that's only 1 year old, even though it's a Shlamin, but really it could have been a Korban Pesach? Then we say Yablezah Mechayiv, Yablezah says Yechayiv Echatis, Yavishua Poiter. Now, V'boiker, if we're talking about now, you have in mind to be oikirit from a korban shlomim to a korban Pesach. In other words, you know what it is. You know really it's a korban shlomim. But you're taking it with your das to say, I want it to become a korban Pesach. Or v'zoi shver, mali ruyin, mali shena ruyin. What's the difference whether it could have been a korban Pesach or not a korban Pesach? Even if it's a lamb, 1 year old and a male, but we're talking about now, you're telling me now that the person knows it's a korban shlomim. Even though he knows it's a shlomim, he wants to do it the same Pesach. So l'chur, that's not called toyeh b'dvah mitzvah. He knows clearly it's a korban shlomim, and you can't make a shlomim for korban Pesach. So why does the Yeshua say you put it in? Ela, you have to say pshita b'toyeh. Avada, the safest story where we made a mistake. In other words, he thinks this lamb is a korban Pesach. That's what he thinks it is, and he's bringing it down there with Pesach because he really thinks he's doing a mitzvah. And the way he thinks, if he would do it that way, it would be a mitzvah. Just he's making a mistake. He forgot that this is a korban shlomim. He thinks it's a korban Pesach. So really what he's doing is what you're supposed to do. He thinks it's a korban Pesach, and if it would have been, you'd be allowed to do that. That's why Yeshua holds your potter. Oyvazoi, Sabisa Modna, Reisha Boika, the Reisha is talking about, well, you know what you're doing. You know it's a korban Pesach, and you have a mind to do a korban shlomim out of it. V'seifa b'toyim, and the seifa telling me, no, he doesn't know what it is. He thinks it's a korban Pesach, but really it's a korban shlomim. Om Ravav and Enochanami in, yes, that's what you have to say in our Mishnah. I'll tell you, Reisha Boiker, the Reisha the Mishnah is talking about where he was Oiker, where he knew exactly what it was. He knew clearly it was a korban Pesach, and still he has in mind to do it l'shem shlomim. That you're not allowed to do, and that's not called you doing a mitzvah. Yeh Yechayiv. The Seifam B'toya. The Seif is talking about, no, he thinks this lamb is a korban Pesach. And he's bringing it down because he thinks you're allowed to do it. So that's called the Toyeh B'Tva Mitzvah, and according to Rabbi Shua, you put it from the Chattis. So the Gemara asks Chay Rabbi Yosef or Bavua. He was sitting in a big amount of people. Rashi says, he was among a lot of people. B'Aluchsei Dienshi, a lot of people. Omalei. So Rabbi Yosef asked him, Masnisin Mai, how do you learn Pshat now Mishnah here? Omalei answers back, Enochanami, I know your question, and the Teretz is, Reisha Boiker, the beginning of the Mishnah says the Yechayiv is talking about the person knows it's a Korban Pesach, and he's shechting a Bekavona L'Shem Shlomim, so that's talking Aveira on the Yechayiv. The Seifa says, Yepotu Koran to Yeshua B'Toya, where the person made a mistake, that he thought this lamb is a Korban Pesach, that's why he's shechting it today, but really it's a Korban Shlomim. So Yeshua holds a Svaru Yepotu from the Chattis. That's called you're making a mistake in the mitzvah, and according to your mistake, you're allowed to do it, so then you put it from the chattis. So the Maratoni Mineh, he heard it over, Aboyim Zimna, 40 times. V'domelei command the mancha v'kisei. Then it's called, like we say, he has in his pocket. As we learn something 40 times, that's called you know it. After that, then he is able to say he knows Pshan the Mishnah. I'm asking, before he heard it 40 times, he was still in doubt. Is that really Pshan the Mishnah? Is it not? He wasn't for sure. After 40 times, then he says, oh, now I got it in my pocket. Tanan, we learned, and says in our Mishnah, Omer Rebbe Lezer, Ma Rim Pesach. Rebbe Lezer asked the Kashas to Yeshua, Ma Dech Korban Pesach, Shemut Lishmoi, Yolara Shechtet L'Shem Pesach. Kishashi Neshemai Chayiv, when you take the Korban Pesach and Shechtet L'Shem Shlomim, Yechayiv on Shabbos, or Bezois Vachim, a regular Korban Shlomim. Shein asurim l'shmon. If you shechet a shlomim and you know it's a shlomim on Shabbos, treat it also. Or b'zoi you Rav Yeshua, kisheshina shmon, ain't it din sheichayiv? That was Rav Lezer's kasha. When you change around now this korban shlomim and do the same korban Pesach, how could you say a potter? For sure you should be chayiv. That was Rav Lezer's kasha. Now, if you want to tell me now, holei domi the ratio.
If you want to tell me that the Seif is talking about we make some mistake, and the Reish is talking about the Kavonon, what's his kasha then? Holodomi, the Reish Shabaker. The Reish is the reason why they're Yechayim, because you know what you're doing. You know clearly, you're telling me now it's a Korban Pesach, and you're Shechtim with Kavon L'Shem Shlomim, that's why Yechayim. Or the Seifa, when does Rav Yeshua say Yepotam, Betoya? The person made a mistake. The person thought, what kind of a Korban do I have here? Or Korban Pesach. That's what he thought. So he thought he's doing something you're allowed to do. So that's why you put the coin to Yeshua. So how could Rabbi Elazar ask the kasha back to Yeshua? Now the Gemara in Echnami, Rabbi Elazar take loy shoni lei. Rabbi Elazar doesn't make a difference whether it's by kavon or by betoya. But Rabbi Yeshua the shoni lei, the kasha of the coin to Rabbi Yeshua, it doesn't make a difference. Lishn lehochi. Why didn't Rabbi Yeshua answer back this? Now the Gemara hochi kama lei. This is what Rabbi Yeshua answered back to Rabbi Elazar. Libdi, according to me, loidomi reisha. There's no kasha you're asking altogether. Because reisha was boiker. There it's talking about what a guy has in mind willingly to change the korban pesach into a shlomim, then yechayiv. The sefer betoyim. The sefer, the reason why you say a potter in the sefer is because the person made a mistake. He thought what he's shechting now is a pesach. Even though really it's a shlomim. But since he thinks it's a pesach, he thinks he's doing the right thing. And according to his machshav, he's allowed to do it. That's called the Toyim B'dvar Mitzvah. That's when they hold Yipotter. That's what Yeshua himself holds. But he wants to answer, even according to you, Rebbe Elazar, that you say no, there's no difference between Toya and Akira. Lo Yimamatim Pesach. Still, I can answer you. You know why Korban Pesach Yechayiv Shashin Eshmoi L'Dovr Oser? Because the Reish is talking about you taking your Korban Pesach and you Shechtim L'Shem Shlomim, which is also to do on Shabbos. So you have no right to do the Shlomim on Shabbos. You're not allowed to shecht the shlomim on Shabbos. So what are you doing it for? You're shechting this korban pesach l'shem shlomim. Now it's also to yom bezvachim hashenkim when you shecht a korban shlomim. Shashin eshmom l'dov ramutor, that you're changing it around now l'shem a korban pesach, that you are allowed to be a korban pesach today. Maybe that's better. That's why Yeshua answered this back, Rabbi Yeshua. But he only answered aliba the Rebbe Elazar. But according to him, there's a portion of teretz. I'm only matter when the person's making a mistake. And the person mamish thinks that this is a shlomim. It is a korban pesach. That's why it's mutter. Omel right to the Mishnah says, Omel le Rebbe Elazar, emurei tzibu yochicha. I bring your raya from a regular Shabbos. When you bring the musvei Shabbos, if somebody makes a mistake and thinks his korban is a musaf, he's chayiv. Shein mutarim l'shmon. If you shecht the musaf l'shmon, it's mutter. V'yashoychet l'shmon chayiv. If somebody takes a korban shlomim and shecht it on Shabbos, L'shem a musvei Shabbos is chayiv. So you see, you don't say he's making a mistake. He thinks he's doing a l'shem mitzvah. Omalei Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Shua answered back. There's no kasha. Lo yimamata b'murit tzibur. Do you know why a person that's doing it on Shabbos l'shem musvei Shabbos is chayiv shekein yeshtam kitzvah? Because how many misafim do we bring on Shabbos? We only bring two misafim. That's all. So you can't make a mistake and think, ah, I'm wasting of doing the mitzvah. There's only two to do, and that's all. To yom b'pesach. There's no limit to how many psachim you can bring. You can bring thousands of them. So since you can bring thousands of them, the svar is your mom is being oisik and bringing a korban pesach. So there we can understand why you made a mistake. We can understand it. Since the whole day it's on your mind, I have to bring korban pesach today, korban pesach, korban pesach. So we can understand why the guy made a mistake. And he saw another lamb here, that he thought that lamb was a korban pesach, even though really it's only a shlomim. But we can understand why he made a mistake. Because he can make a mistake, because you do bring a lot of psachim today. That's on your mind. Mashenkin on Shabbos, that you only bring two musafim, you don't make mistakes about that. You should have known. Was the musaf brought here? You can't bring another korban. Lameimer, what do you want to tell me now? The chalecha is like kitzvah. Whenever there's a sum, there's an amount. How many you do? Mechayiv b'shua. That's not called a toya. That's called you should have known, and you mechayiv if you do it on Shabbos. For the more other kasha now. For rei tinoikis. There's a case where two kids that have to have the milah on Shabbos. Or you have two, the moil has two kids in front of him to make the bris milah on. The yeshlam kitzvah. He only has two kids in front of him to make the bris milah on. This moil was invited to make two different brisim. That's all. Utsanam, we learned like this. Mishoyeloi shnei tinoikis. A person, a moil, has two brisim to make. Two different kids to make the bris milah on. Echad lamoiloi achra Shabbos. One kid was born on Sunday. Therefore, the bris milah is supposed to be the next Sunday. They called him up in the middle of the week. Hetzachzi, on Sunday, come make a bris milah. In the same house, another kid was born, and that kid was born on Shabbos. So, kids, so the same moil has these two jobs. He has a job to make a bris milah on Shabbos and a job to make a bris milah on Sunday. The moyel made a mistake now. He made a mistake and he made the bris milah on Sunday's baby on Shabbos. He is a locha chayiv. In such a case, he's chayiv because it's not called a mitzvah. Because he made the milah now on the seventh day. The seventh day there's no mitzvah at all. Therefore, he's chayiv chatis. Mashenke in ech the other case. What about echad lomoyle bera Shabbos? One baby was born on Friday. The echad lomo b'Shabbos. And one baby was born on Shabbos. And for some mistake on the Friday, the next Friday, he didn't make the bris milah. So it came Shabbos now. There were two babies there to make the bris milah run. The shachach the moyle made a mistake. Or moyle eshel era Shabbos b'Shabbos. He made the bris milah on Shabbos on the Friday's baby. So the maisa, he did do a mitzvah. It's called the milah shloim bismanu. It's the ninth day. If you make a milah on the ninth day, you make the mitzvah. But this milah is not doyecha Shabbos. So what's the locha? Reb Elezer mechayev chatis. Reb Elezer says, no, you're still chayev chatis. Because you have no right to be doyecha Shabbos. A milah shloim bismanu is not doyecha Shabbos. You have no right to do it. You're chayev chatis. If you have Yeshua poiter, Yeshua says, no, he's poiter. Because it's called the toyev b'dva mitzvah. Because l'maisa, there's one baby here that you're supposed to make a bris milah on Shabbos. So this person is thinking about doing the milah on Shabbos, and he is allowed to make a milah on Shabbos. Just he made a mistake and did it on the wrong baby. So that's called the toyev b'dva mitzvah. The kasher is, but how many babies are there? Only two. So there are only two babies. Why is he potter? He shouldn't be called a toyev. It's not like a korban pesach. The whole day you think about you have thousands of psachim to bring. Here there's only two babies. So it should be doyev to murei tzibur. And there Yeshua says yichayev. We're talking about now where he made a mistake and he didn't make the bris milah on the baby that's supposed to be gemalt on Shabbos. So tiika hach the Shabbos the Torah bay. We're talking about now, like I said before, that he forgot to make the milah on Friday for some reason. He didn't make the milah on Friday. So to come Shabbos now, there are two babies in front of him. And Lamaisa, one baby, has the chiyuv to have the bris milah today. So that's called he's torid. He's worrying about doing that mitzvah. And now he does the mitzvah. That's why he's potter according to Yeshua. Because there's a baby to be done today on Shabbos. So even though there's only one baby, but since there is a milah to make today, he's decided thinking about that milah. So even though now he made a mistake and took the wrong kid, the kid that was born on Friday, but Lamaisa is called he's toyev b'dva mitzvah and he's doing a mitzvah, therefore he's potter. Mashenkin, what's the case of a murei Shabbos, a murei tzibur? Hoch goin shekodem v'shachtin lemurei tzibur. Bereisha. We're talking about the case that the Beis Din, they brought the korban tzibur ready Shabbos morning. They brought it ready to Musafim. And later somebody shechts another korban l'shei Musafim. That's when you chayiv. Because there, you're not Torah. There's no more korbanos to bring. You weren't allowed to bring it today. So even though the person made a mistake and he thought he's allowed to bring it, that's when you chayiv according to Rabbi Yeshua. For the Gemara Yochi, if that's true, Rabbi Meir says like this. Rabbi Meir Rami Afa Shrech the Shem Emurei Tzida Potter. He also know, even if on Shabbos, you shecht your Korban Shlomim, and you made a mistake, you thought it's L'Shem, the Tzibur, it's L'Shem, the Musve Shabbos, still you Potter. And Rabbi Meir says, Afa Gav, the Kozim Shechtin L'Emurei Tzibur Bereisha. Even though in a case where they already shechted the Musve Shabbos, there's no more Korbanos to bring, still Reb Meir says Yechayiv, Yepotim. So Reb Meir is saying a big chiddush to Reb Yeshua. Even in a case where you toyev b'dva mitzvah and there's no mitzvah to be done, there's no kitzvah, there is a kitzvah, still Yepotim according to Reb Meir. For the Mar Kasha, V'atanya, Reb Chiya Om Reb Meir. Reb Chiya said over the name of Reb Meir like this. That Reb Meir holds, Loinech l'ku Reb Lezer Reb Yeshua. There's no machlekes Reb Lezer Reb Yeshua in a case where you made the milah on Shabbos, Al Shahoyuloi Shnei Tinoikis, where a Moyel had two babies to make the bris milah on. And the case was Echad Lama Be'er Shabbos. One baby was a Friday baby. For Yechad Lama Be'er Shabbos, one was a Shabbos baby. For Shachach Omol Eshalera Shabbos the Shabbos. So for some reason he didn't make the milah on Friday. It was pushed off. And now on Shabbos there are two babies there. And if you shech the Friday baby on Shabbos, the Chayiv. Remeyah said according to both of them, Yechayiv. Now, Man Nechluko, where is the Machlekis that Yeshua says Yepoter? I'll show you like the other case. I'll show you like Shnei Tinoikis, where the Moyel had two babies to make the Bris Milah on. I'll tell you, Echad Lo Molachra Shabbos. One was a Sunday baby. The Echad Lo Molachra Shabbos. One was a Shabbos baby. The Shachach Omoil Es Shal Acher HaShabbos HaShabbos. And it came now on Shabbos. He made a mistake, and he made the Milah on the Sunday baby, which the Maisa, it's not called doing a mitzvah at all. because today for that baby it's only the seventh day. He was born on Sunday, and you're making the milah on Shabbos. It's mamish not even mekayim the mitzvah. It's mamish leibes man. It's bekoidim zmanai. Here Reb Meir says it's a machlokes. The Reb Lezer mechayiv. Lezer says yechayiv. You didn't do any mitzvah. You did an aver. You made a chatichas basar. You over in Israel. You oikud davar migdulai. Yechayiv for making the chaticha on Shabbos. Reb Yeshua poter. Reb Yeshua says yepoter. This is a kasha. How could Reb Meir say in the first case yechayiv? I Reb Meir says by mitzvah Shabbos yepoter. So first of all, the Gemara Sakasha, it doesn't make any sense here. But Tisbra, is that a svar what you're saying? It's just the opposite it should be. Ma hosen, ma duch in the second case. The loyavet mitzvah. The second case is, you made the milah on the Sunday's baby on Shabbos. But you made a mistake and you made the milah on Shabbos on the seventh day. So did you do a mitzvah? No. But ma hosen, the second case, the loyavet mitzvah. You did not do any mitzvah. Of course, it's too early. Still, Rabbi Yeshua says, potter Rabbi Yeshua, how could Reb Meir say in the first case yichayiv? The covid mitzvah in the first case where you have a Friday baby and a Shabbos baby, and you made a mistake on Shabbos and you made the milah on the Friday baby, that here you're doing a mitzvah. L'maisa, it's the ninth day, there's a mitzvah. How could you say mechayiv? How could that be? It's a stira. And the Gemara Amri the very Abiyanei Reish Shatei is like this. Reish Shekogoyin Shekoda Momoil Shal Shabbos Bera Shabbos. The Reish is talking about that there was a Friday baby and a Shabbos baby. That on Friday they made a mistake and made the milah on the wrong kid. He made the Shabbos' baby on Friday, made the milah. So now when it comes on Shabbos, how many babies are left over? Just one baby. This baby is a Friday baby. That's not Deicha Shabbos. So now on Shabbos there are no brisim in front of him. That should be Deicha Shabbos. So therefore he's not called Torah but by mitzvah. That's why he's chayiv. He has no babies now that he's allowed to do on Shabbos. Because the Shabbos baby did on Friday. The Friday baby is left over on Shabbos. Now on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do the bris milah on Shabbos. Because it's the ninth day, Shleibes Man, it's not the Shabbos. That's why in the Reishi says, Yechai v'chatis. Mashenkin Hocha, the second case, Hare nitno Shabbos litchais eisok. Mashenkin Hocha, by Emuret Tzibur, Hare nitnu Shabbos litchas eisa korban tzibrum. Reb Meir's svar is that on Shabbos there is a musveh. You bring a musveh Shabbos. You bring kabbonis on Shabbos. So this person now is worried, thinking about, oy vey, today is Shabbos. You're supposed to bring kabbonis today. So this person made a mistake, even though he's taking a korban shlomim and shechting l'shein tzibur sham l'shein musveh Shabbos. The reason why he's put there, because he's toyeh b'dvar mitzvah, that there is a chiyah to bring the korban today. This Shabbos has kabbonis to be brought. So the person has a right to, but if he thought that he wants to be mekayim that mitzvah, it's called his toyeh b'dvar mitzvah. Mashenkin, when did Reb Meir say yechayiv according to everybody? That's in the case that the Shabbos baby, they made the milah on Friday. When it comes now on Shabbos, how many babies are left without the milah? Only the one baby that was born on Friday. So when it's born on Friday, now on Shabbos, this moel has no babies to be gemalt on Shabbos. There's nothing to be derech Shabbos. So if he goes there and makes the mistake, and makes the milah now on Shabbos, there is chayiv. That's not called toyeh b'dvar mitzvah. This male doesn't have any babies to be, make a milah on Shabbos. Omalei Rav Asher, Rav Asher Kashelo, Rav Kana. Hochi nami, harei nitnu Shabbos litzchus etzah tanegas yalma. What do you mean there's no milah on Shabbos? Good, this male doesn't have any cases right now. But there are babies treated that were born last Shabbos, and Avadi would find a case, a baby in the world, that has to have his milah today. So there is a case that this Shabbos has a milah. So why don't you say this male is torah in that mitzvah? Or malay legavid hay gavra milah yisoyed. There's no tushdel. This person grew for this male though that wasn't told to do the milah. Bishlena by a shalmei by musvei tzibur. There's a chiyuv on the tzibur to bring a musaf on Shabbos. So this person wants to worry about and think I want to be in the kind of that mitzvah. But there is a mitzvah to be done. Musaf should be brought today. Mashiach, here the moel, you have what you have to do. You were told only to make this milah. Either someplace else in the other street that the milah be done today, it's not your milah though. So this moel right now, was he supposed to be Isaac doing a mitzvah milah today? No. He wasn't, there's no milah for him. The only baby he has to do is the Friday baby. The Friday baby is not Derech Shabbos. So if he makes a mistake and does it on Shabbos, that's called a good shogeg. The lach is chayav chatis according to everybody. All right, stop here.